One recent Sunday afternoon, I spent a pleasant hour at a church. That's unusual for me. When young, I wasn't too keen on churches because they seemed so narrowly sectarian, and many seemed sluggish about applying Jesus' beautiful teachings to the real social problems around us, racism, poverty, and unnecessary war. So I found it refreshing to attend the installation of Kalani Kasera as minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church. The event was at Peace Lutheran, with clergy from several different faiths, and ministers both male and female, and both black and white, which would have been highly unusual in my youth. A white minister from South Carolina noted that Kalani is black. As he went on to say, that fact isn't why Kalani was hired, but it is meaningful. The event's message was all-inclusive love, which has always seemed to me Jesus' message, though the most passionate Christians don't always reflect that in their daily lives. Unitarian Reverend Pratima Dharm gave the sermon. She talked about Gandhi and how Howard Thurman, a mentor to Martin Luther King, Jr., met with Gandhi and then told King about Gandhi's message. That message of peace and inclusivity, our country deeply needed to hear. Gandhi's message had affected her own family, which was of the top caste in India and thus wealthy landowners. Influenced by Gandhi, Reverend Dharm's grandfather gave up his vast landholdings that included 17 villages. Jesus and Gandhi both called on us to give up our wealth and start fresh. Their wealthy followers don't always mention that. For Pratima, it meant a life without the privileges she'd otherwise would have grown up with. Was she angry as a kid? "Who gives up 17 villages?" she asked wonderingly. She said plenty that I'd have loved to hear from a pulpit decades ago. She said churches were often comfortable places where people caught up with their friends or met new ones, but that as a minister, her job was to make parishioners uncomfortable. In a world of economic inequality, permanent war, and ethnic tensions, we should all be uncomfortable, not satisfied and proud of our good jobs, nice houses, and smart children. Jesus made people uncomfortable. So did Gandhi and MLK. As I was musing on the changes time has wrought, Reverend Dharm said, "Humanity is following a new heart, forging a new world." I hope so. We need new hearts to help us join together to soften the consequences of our excesses and those of our ancestors and save our world, and to turn down the heat of all our vicious partisanship. Here in Crucis, I think Kalani will help.